This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
I love it when producer Jessica's mom, June, checks in. June, what's going on?
John, have you started your taxes?
Oh, that's hilarious. June, you know the answer to that. Producer Jessica's mom, June, was kind enough to take me under her accountant wing years ago and talk me through what I consider a boat trip in hell, and that's doing your taxes right in the River Styx. And June's made it slightly less hellish for me. And I know we play with each other a lot, you and I, but you know how serious I am when I say how grateful I am for you for helping me through that, because it's really very stress-inducing. Right now, just talking about it again with you makes my palms start to sweat.
See, if you started the task I gave you last year, you're supposed to have a folder right away that you put stuff in. Dead air.
I was supposed to have a folder? like going to the store, like legit, like a school supply section and buying a folder?
Any folder. I bet they have one at work.
And what was I supposed to put in the folder?
Okay, fail.
Like receipts and stuff, like when I donate clothes to Goodwill and I get that receipt,
yes.
That's what I put. Okay, if by folder, I got crumpled up balls of paper in my drawer at home, and yes, I have a folder.
He's got a drawer.
No, June, I have not done my taxes yet, but you will be getting, you should probably expect a phone call from me in the very near future.
Yeah, April 14th. I write it down.
No, stop. Not the what, but you know, as long as we're on the topic, when are you coming to town? love to meet up. Share a glass of wine. I know how much you like your hooch and your smoke, so let's
check
case in point.
Schedule.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Wendy,
she'll actually be in town Saturday, but only briefly.
I can't do it on Saturday.
Okay.
I can't. What? No, I can't. I swear to God, I can't.
It's not just an excuse.
I am going to Mexico.
Oh, well, there's that.
Thank you.
You sure you don't want to do...
I'm not bringing up the word taxes whatsoever.
Exactly. The last place you want to do that.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Morning Show, KSON. Usually, when you talk about traditions while on tour, the headliners give their supporting acts a little thank you gift.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's little, sometimes it's big.
Right, depending on the success of the headliner,
yes.
Right? Now, in this case, a rare case of an opener giving the headliner a gift, and what a gift it is that Drew Baldridge gave Cody Johnson. Cody Johnson's a big rodeo guy, a rider himself, and Drew Baldridge gifted him a beautiful, custom-made, not inexpensive, I can't even imagine how much that must have cost, saddle.
Check this out. This is the saddle right here. It's going to look a lot better when we get it out of that box.
Oh, it's a beautiful saddle. Wow.
Dude, that's not like a small gift. That's a freaking...
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome, man.
I thought you'd like that.
What size is it, you know?
14 and a half.
14 and a half. Who'd you get that from?
I got you. I got you. I got you. This is actually you on your horse.
Yeah, I recognize the spot.
I was like, that's actually you. Yeah.
Dude. That's a sweet gift.
Yeah, yeah, man. Well, I'm appreciative. This is my first ever arena tour. I wouldn't be in here without you.
Well, I appreciate
and
it.
And this is life-changing for me, so I have to get you something.
Look at our little Drew Baldridge, all grown up. I'm so proud.
And here's the thing. He sounds so nervous.
I'm out of that. Like a little brother buying his big brother a gift. I'm just so thankful that I didn't give Cody Johnson that gift. Because if Cody Johnson asked me what size the saddle was, I'd be like, oh.
Big?
XL? That's 14 and a half. I didn't know saddles came in sizes. I'm such a tool. Anyway, that's a charming, charming story.
So sweet.
Everything about that is great. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Top. You win, you get $100, but either way, you get those concert tickets. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, KSON. I am very excited. I don't want to be like, look what I get to do, but I've been waiting for this. When's the last time, Tam, that you and I did our show from Cabo? About 6 years ago?
The last time we brought... it's been a few years.
7 years? Anyway, I had a horrible time. Not going to get into why. And I got really sick the last day. I was gone. I think I had a viral infection. And it wasn't anything to do with Cabo. I just got sick. And so I have been saying to myself... For years, you need a Cabo do-over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing it over. This week, going out of town. And best of all, I'm meeting my family there. My cousins, my sister, and I'm bringing my girlfriend. They're going to meet her for the first time. It's a big weekend.
Okay, so you are introducing your girlfriend for the very first time to the rest of your family.
Kind of. Sam and my sister, Gina, they talk all the time. They met on Zoom, so they talk all the time. And I think Wendy is the same way. So that's the kind of the cool thing about Sam is she kind of just takes control. She just takes control and makes her... priority, I guess, to get in touch with people I love, which is great, which is what I love about her. So, yeah. But, you know, there's always face-to-face, and all my cousins, they're going to give her the... They're going to put me over the coals. It's going to be crazy.
Which cousin are you nervous about the most? Either A, going to bring up embarrassing things about you, because we all have the relative who loves to do that, or B... be super, like, questioning hard on her to try to figure her out.
I think I'm going to go with none of the above. I think what one of them or two of them or all of them may do, since they're all older than I am, is ask, when are you going to make an honest woman out of her? My Aunt Mary, my grandmother's sister, she lived to be 104 years old.
Right.
And she was the matriarch of the family. And she was old school, okay? Which meant you don't get divorced, right? Italian heritage doesn't really happen.
Right? You don't live together before you're married. Yeah,
exactly. And there was a big joke in my family. I wonder how many divorces are going to happen when Aunt Mary kicks it.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And sure enough, when Aunt Mary passed, there were a few divorces, including my own. And I said, that's so ridiculous. But anyway, that's family, right? Anyway... I think I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think they're all going to be pretty cool about it. So, I don't know.
I know that they'll be cool, but do you have a cousin in that whole group who is going to say, hey, John, remember when you blah, blah, blah? And you're like, gee, thanks for bringing that up. You know what I mean?
Might be my cousin, Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Could be Johnny. Could be George. Mike.
See? That's what I mean.
Could be John.
Wondering about.
We got three Johns in this group.
So crazy.
I know. So if you're in Cabo this weekend, just aim for the loud, and that's where we're going to be. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Palomar Observatories, where Christy works. What a great place to work. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing well. Just opening up the observatory right now, so pardon the echoes.
That's okay. Would you kick Tammy out of the studio?
Absolutely. Hey, Tammy, can you go get a cup of coffee?
You bet. Good luck.
Everyone wants you to get a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Christy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
True or false, legendary country singer Conway Twitty's real name was Harold Jenkins.
Ooh.
true.
Lainey Wilson wrote her song 4x4 by You, all about her relationship with her longtime boyfriend, who she just got engaged to. What waterfowl bird is her fiancé nicknamed after?
Oh, gosh. Quail?
Post Malone just announced the Big Butt World Tour, not really Butt, with 18 international dates starting on August 8th in Romania and ending on September 14th in Portugal. And joining him is this superstar who's also headlining Saturday night at Stagecoach. Who is he?
Jelly Roll?
Almost 15 million people watched the SNL 50 anniversary special. What streaming network is it on?
Hulu?
And finally, in honor of Black History Month, there's a list of the greatest American black actors. And on top of that list is the actor that played God in a movie. Tell me the actor and the film.
Oh, is it God Almighty with Jim Carrey?
The actor who played God.
Oh, the actor who played God. Oh, gosh, I've totally forgot his name. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Let's get Tam back in.
On the phone.
That's okay, Christy. So what do you do at the Palomar Observatory?
Well, I'm the janitor, but I open up the museum, the 200-inch telescope, all the gates for the public, and just clean everything.
Nice.
Christy did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Awesome. Better than I thought.
True or false, Tammy? Legendary country singer Conway Twitty's real name was Harold Jenkins.
That is true.
Absolutely true. Do you know why he changed it?
It was something he was looking up, and something with states, I believe.
No. He was worried that DJs wouldn't think his name was interesting enough to play his music, so he went with Conway Twitty.
Oh, interesting.
These DJs can be very, very shallow.
Interesting.
It's 1-1. You both got that right. Lainey Wilson wrote her song 4x4 by You, all about her relationship with her longtime boyfriend, who she was just engaged to. What waterfowl bird is her fiance nicknamed after?
Duck.
A duck. Christy went with a quail. 2-1. Hey, Post Malone just announced the big, we'll say butt, world tour, with 18 international dates starting on August 8th in Romania and ending on September 14th in Portugal. Joining him is this superstar who is also headlining Saturday night at Stagecoach. Who is he?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is right.
And he's looking at me right now in the studio.
You better know that one, or you're fired.
We have a big poster board of Jelly Roll staring at us in the studio.
It's 3-2. Christy knew that. Almost 15 million people watched the SNL 50 anniversary special. What streaming network is it on?
Peacock.
Yeah. By the way, not a very good streaming network. Just throwing it out there. Peacock, work on that. NBC, you got plenty of money. It's 4-2. Christy went with Hulu. And finally, in honor of Black History Month, there's a list of the greatest American black actors. And on top of that list is the actor that played God in a movie. Tell me the actor and the movie.
Morgan Freeman. And it was the one with Jim Carrey. But what was the title of it?
Actually, I would accept two answers.
What's the name of that movie, though? Why can't I come up with the movie?
It's Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Christy didn't get it right either, so today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Christy 2. Christy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
You are now going to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Top at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're very welcome, Christy. We can tell. Have a wonderful day. And before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Christy at Palomar Observatory, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I know we've all heard about John moving, but I recently helped my youngest daughter move. And one of the things she brought up that I thought was so funny is, you know, you think all this stuff is going to be great when you're a kid and you get in your own place. And then once you're an adult and you have your own place and everything that comes with it, it is nothing like we thought it was going to be. Right, Todd?
I thought I was going to be able to get up in the morning and do whatever I wanted or go to bed whenever I wanted, and none of that happens.
One of the things Todd thought would be great about being an adult that just doesn't, just didn't quite come true. 833-287-1037. What did you think as a kid? You're like, oh, I'm a grown up. This is going to be great. I'm going to do this.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and be really honest.
Uh-huh.
And a real little boy.
Okay.
When I first discovered how children were conceived.
Uh-huh.
And that sometimes people did that act just because it was enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
I said to my buddy Jeff Hans, when I'm an adult, I'm going to do that every day.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you asked.
Yeah? Oh, my gosh.
I literally had that conversation, and I literally said, when I'm an adult, .. I mean, come on.
Producer Jessica, when you were a kid, what is something that you were like, man, I can't wait to be an adult so I can do this?
When I moved up for the first time, the first thing I did was go to Trader Joe's and buy myself a whole cheesecake.
Oh.
And because I was like, I'm going to buy whatever I want and eat and just have a good time with it.
I can have cheesecake whenever I want.
Whenever
I'm a grown-up.
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
You know, 40 pounds later, not so much.
It's all about the Todds today. Todd in Claremont.
Well, I always wanted a family when I was a kid, like of my own. Now I've got one. And that was just a whole big game changer right there, having a kid.
Todd, I just want to clarify. You're not saying that you regret having a kid, are you?
No, not at all. I love my kid. I wouldn't trade her for the world.
Carol in Carlsbad, what is something that's different about being an adult than you thought it would be when you were a kid?
How important money actually is.
Oh, my God, you're so right. And I remember this with my kids. They would say, we'll just put it on the card. Well, just use your card. They didn't quite associate that the card meant money out of my bank account and just how much that was.
No, you just know that you conned a relative out of some money so you go get some candy. But now, I mean, who the heck can you con out of money?
I don't think a kid conning their grandma out of money. I do know what you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I would have every uncle, every grandfather, mostly just the dudes, pull me aside. Johnny, come here. Reach into his pocket, give me a five.
I'd be sure.
Thanks, Papa Joe. Thanks, Uncle Chuck. 833-287-1037. You thought things would be so much different when you were an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out,
when you're like a kid, you're going, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to stay up all night, never take a nap. Yeah. And guess what happens? Now you can't wait to take a nap.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I recently moved my youngest daughter into her new place, and she was lamenting how when she was younger, how awesome it was going to be a grown-up and have your own place. And then she was talking about, yeah, but then I got to set up my electric bill and my water bill and where do I take the trash? And not at all like she thought it was going to be. 833-287-1037. Something that you thought was going to be so great as a kid. And once you became an adult, it just wasn't at all what you thought it was going to be.
Because when you're young, you think you have the whole world figured out. You think everything is easy. Health insurance just pays all your medical bills and, you know, your taxes are just this thing, you know, that doesn't really matter. And, you know, I thought I knew everything. And then I turned into an adult and I realized I know nothing.
Sherry is an OB and she's just so succinctly said it perfectly.
Yes.
We thought, man, when we're an adult, we're going to do whatever we want. And turns out, man, adulting's not quite that way.
I know. Sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes it sucks. I mean, it has its benefits.
Marguerite and Fallbrook, how about you?
Once you had a car, you could go anywhere you want, not take into account gas. I mean, the only time I ever thought about gas is when my parents were arguing about going over a dollar in the car.
Sure, and it would have been just like what my kid said. Well, just put it on the card, because apparently they thought your credit card or debit card was just a magic card that took care of everything. Mark and La Mesa, what do you think?
No longer just run up to mom and dad and say, hey, can I have $5?
Boy, I know that too well.
I've been trying to think as we've been taking calls on something that I thought would be so different when I was a kid. I guess, you know, when I was younger, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to graduate high school. I'm going to go to New York City. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get on Broadway and I'm going to work in show business for the rest of my life. It'll be easy. Yeah.
Not so much. You're in show business.
I am now. Yes.
In New York. It's just San Diego East.
My life took a bunch of different zigzags on the way to get me here, but I just thought it would be that easy, right? Graduate this.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you're in Broadway. Sure. Of course you are. Yeah. What?
Well, when I was in sixth grade, Ted Stahl and I thought we would be truck drivers in Norway.
Okay.
And I'm not joking.
Story. John has told me this story. You have to share it. It's so
I don't
cute.
Even know why. And we just decided Norway? We're going to be truck drivers in Norway. And Ted knew more about cars and trucks than I did. So I was kind of latch on to him. Mm-hmm. He's like, what kind of truck are you going to drive? I'm like, a
big one.
Big one? He's like, no, like a Mac, like a Peterbilt. But yeah. Peter did what? I don't know, Ted. I just want to hang out with you in Norway, brother.
Oh,
I wonder what he's doing
great.
Now. Wouldn't it be great if he actually was a truck driver
I
in Norway?
That would
and
be
why
amazing.
Norway, of all places?
Amazing. You know what? Maybe you were channeling me, because I'm Norwegian. Maybe you
Perhaps.
Were channeling me.
Or I had the early
somehow.
Idea for ice truckers.
Yeah,
I have no idea. But either way. Ted, I hope you're doing well, pal. Life's different when we're adults, isn't it? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Guys, I have a 90s country song in my head. I don't know the words, and I can't remember who it is.
Okay.
Tammy?
I think this is somebody that you like, John. It's a female country artist. But all I can remember is, there's a na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Wow.
There's a hole. Is it something with a hole in the... Something in the something in the something. And it's a female singing it.
The Suds in the Bucket. Sarah Evans.
Suds in the Bucket.
It's not 90s country.
Isn't that the 90s?
No.
I think that was actually right around 2000, John, that song came out sometime in 2000.
Well, so let's
she was
just,
only a year off of the 90s country.
No, I will not stand for inaccuracies on this show. You
oh,
know
my
me.
God.
I'm a stickler.
Oh
I'm a stickler. Yes. I'm just trying to do the math here. I started working in country in 2000, I think. Right, Tammy? Isn't that when you and I started working together?
Yep. Oh, this came out in 2003.
Thank okay. you. Thank you.
It has a 90s country feel to it, though.
It does.
By the way, I'm still waiting for anybody to say, you're right, John, since it was 2003 that it came out.
Okay, you're right. Jeez.
That's all I wanted to hear.
I can't believe it.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Oh, my God.
About time.
I thought, Jess, when you had that earworm, it was this song. That was the song I thought that you were thinking of, which clearly is at 90s country.
Yeah, I don't even know if Kelsey Ballerini was around in the 90s.
No.
Well, not like born. Like, I don't, like, she was
Well, let's find out.
She's
hey,
like 30-something.
How old is Kelsey Ballerini?
Kelsey Ballerini is 31 years old.
Okay.
She was born in 1993,
okay.
if my math is
so
correct.
She was born in the 90s.
There you go. Don't you hate that, though, when you have a song in your head and you don't know the words, but you know the melody or maybe one or two words? And
You knew the words. And then,
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Scripps Ranch. Say good morning to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, Katie, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Okay, Tammy, you got to step out first.
All right, good luck.
Katie, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also need to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Haley Duff had a birthday this month. She's the older sister of this actress who is also known as Lizzie McGuire. Who's that?
Hillary Duff.
A shocking announcement was made this week in the fast food world. Kentucky Fried Chicken will soon be leaving its home state of Kentucky. What is the name of the founder of KFC?
Colonel Sanders.
Taylor Swift is reportedly taking a break from her friendship with Ryan Reynolds' wife because she regrets being dragged into her fight with It Ends With Us director Justin Baldoni. Who is Ryan Reynolds' wife?
Blake Lively.
Mindy Kaling got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday and called BJ Novak, quote, such an important and integral part of my family. This is adding to speculation that BJ is the father to any of her children. What sitcom were they writers and co-stars on?
The Office.
And finally, Donnie Wahlberg will return as his character Danny Reagan in this long-lasting TV show for a spinoff series called Boston Blue. What is the long-lasting TV show I'm talking about?
Blue Bloods.
Let's get Tam back in.
Katie, how do you usually do when you take on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge when you listen on the radio?
I've played her a few times, and I've always tied. So,
well, yeah. Today, Katie, you went 5 for 5.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, my gosh.
So that doesn't happen a lot. When it does happen, we do something a little bit different. Tammy, I don't know if you remember this or not. We don't let you know the answer is correct until the end. That way it builds suspense. Remember that?
I do, honey.
Okay. You might have to give her $100.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anything you want to say?
No.
Okay. Good luck, Katie. Nice job.
Good luck, Tammy.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You don't mean that. Come on. Come on. You don't mean that, Katie. Haley Duff had a birthday this month. She's the older sister of this actress who's also known as Lizzie McGuire. Who's that?
Hillary Duff.
A shocking announcement was made in the fast food world this week as Kentucky Fried Chicken will soon be leaving its home state of Kentucky. What is the name of the founder of KFC?
Colonel Sanders.
You're so nervous. I love your slow, deliberate answers.
I'm just making sure my brain isn't...
Colonel Sanders. Taylor Swift is reportedly taking a break from her friendship with Ryan Reynolds' wife because she regrets being dragged into her fight with It's Ends With Us director Justin Baldoni. Who is Ryan Reynolds' wife?
Blake Lively.
Mindy Kaling got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and called BJ Novak, quote, such an integral and important part of my family. This is adding to speculation that BJ is the father to any of her children. What sitcom were they co-stars and writers on?
The Office.
Donnie Wahlberg will return as his character Danny Reagan in this long-lasting TV show for a spin-off series called Boston Blue. What is the long-lasting TV show I'm talking about?
NYPD Blue.
Okay, let's go to the board.
I think that's wrong.
Let's go to the board, shall we? Is Haley Duff's baby sister? You both got that right. Colonel Sanders, of course, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Are we really believing that Taylor Swift is getting into this Blake Lively fight?
I don't think she's getting in. I think she's trying to stay the hell away from it.
You both nailed that. Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak. You know he's the daddy. That's The Office. Katie, what long-lasting show was Donnie Wahlberg on?
Hang on just a second before you answer. One that's like from the now, because I went way back in time, didn't I?
I know. It's Blue Bloods.
It is.
Blue Bloods.
Which I've never seen, but I just love Donnie Wahlberg, so I know that that's his show.
All right, today, believe it or not, we've got a winner, and her name is not Tammy. It's Katie and Scripps Ranch, $100. And great prize. You went 5 for 5. You totally earned it.
You are going to see Dirk Bentley and Zach Topp at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
I love his show. I'm so excited. And I actually met you guys at Chris Lane, and you guys are amazing. I love
you. Oh, wow, Katie. That's a sweet thing to say. You think we just gave you $100?
Me?
That's a really sweet thing to say, Katie. Congratulations. And best of all, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Katie in Swift Ranch, and I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Something that makes me tingle with glee, and I'm sure it's going to make you super happy, too. Padres baseball talk. Yeah. It's never too
Absolutely.
Early.
Absolutely.
Chris Conley is back, our friend from the Padres. It's so nice to see you.
Good to see you. Happy spring training.
Happy spring training, indeed. I got to tell you how pathetic my life has been since I saw you last, Chris. So let me get a little background on me, Chris. I'm a Chicago Bears fan. So basically, week two, my season was over. All I've been doing to pass the time before baseball season is playing Major League Baseball's The Show, where I am the San Diego Padres.
Oh.
I know. I told you it was pathetic.
Do you wear the brown and gold uniforms, or do you go City Connect when you're playing?
I can pick whatever uniform I choose, Chris. Wow. I follow the schedule to a T. I play a full season, 162 games.
Wow.
I on Sundays, I wear the camo if I'm home.
I loved it.
Oh, do you? Because I'm starting to want to beat myself up.
I didn't know you were such a big fan of The Show.
Oh, my God. I love The Show. Made right here in Rancho Bernardo.
That's right.
Anyway, I want you to know this is very good for the San Diego Padres 2025 season because I just wrapped up this season beating the Baltimore Orioles in the World Freaking Series.
Wow.
And the World Series MVP, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wow.
I know. Put it on. Baltimore losing to the Pods in 5 games. My only sad part about the season, and I'm not joking, is I had to win the World Series on the road. So I told you it was pathetic. I led with that.
I don't think that's pathetic.
Yeah. But we have the best fans in baseball. They'd be excited even with a road win in the World Series.
Okay, so what are we talking about giving away?
Yeah.
Well, we've got some of the biggest giveaways of the year, the first month of the season. And you know, these always are the games that sell out. So I just want to give the listeners a little bit of a heads up that we have who we all feel was the real rookie of the year. Jackson Miro's getting his first ever bobblehead.
Oh,
showed it to him 2 weeks ago.
Can I see it? Oh, I love Jackson Miro.
I'd love to know what a 21-year-old, let's be honest, a 21-year-old kid thought of his first bobblehead ever. He must have been a kid in a candy store.
He's so humble, and he tried to be really cool. But then all the veterans, Joe Musgrove, Manny Machado, all came up to him, and they wanted to see it and kind of celebrate with him. Because that's a big deal as a player to get your first bobblehead. But that's March 31st, a Monday, against the Cleveland Guardians.
Jackson's my man. You can ask John. I fell in love with that kid. I just think he's the best thing. Well, I really do.
So humble, so down to earth. Everything you see on the field, that's what you get. A little later in the month, on April 14th, it's another Monday night against the Cubs. We've got the Aloha shirt, and Tammy and I were just talking about this orange hibiscus flower.
It's beautiful.
And all the beautiful browns and golds, and whatever it is about San Diego and an Aloha shirt, I mean, look out. That is just a guaranteed sellout as well. So make your plans there for April 14th. And then lastly, Mr. Padre, number 19. Oh. We're doing his rookie year, 1982, Tony Gwynn.
Oh, wow.
Have you showed Tony Jr. that yet?
We have. We showed the family.
So great.
So they're very excited. This is going to be another big winner. April 29th, that's a Tuesday night. Against the Giants, but those are the first three giveaways.
I can't even tell you how great it is to see you, because I'm so excited. It just means baseball's almost here.
Yeah, and I need to hear what your daughter has to say about the giveaway lineup, because she always picks the biggest hits of the year.
She sent me the Instagram post that y'all put out announcing the giveaways.
Great.
Before I even saw it.
I knew she'd be on it.
She's already circled
Abby
the dates.
Abby is a fanatic. Yeah. She's my
ride or die to these games. Yep. So.
Well, we appreciate her. We appreciate our fans, and we appreciate both of you. You guys do such a good job.
Thanks, man. It's our baseball team, our San Diego Padres. Chris Conley, thank you. Baseball is here actually today, the first spring training game. Woohoo! Against the Mariners. Even better news, you can hear it on our sister station, the home of our San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan. Then come right back to us, please. Baseball's back, baby. Padres.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM. Adios, amigos. Me voy a Cabo.
You're going to Cabo.
Well, first I said goodbye, friends. I'm so excited. Literally, I've got 1 foot out the door right now.
I know you do. And you're like peeling off your clothes. In the meantime, I'm going...
Yeah, I don't understand you. I'm going to Cabo for a little getaway. Tammy's going to Wisconsin
a
little getaway.
Okay, number one, if I could choose where we were going, I certainly wouldn't be going where it's so cold. But it's family, and I'm very excited for what we're doing. We told you about it earlier. Both of us are going for family reasons, so this is a great thing.
I love what you're doing. Tammy's family, they're Italian, and they are recreating an Italian tradition that's fading, unfortunately, called Sunday dinner. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you are going solely for that is one of the coolest things I've ever heard. I don't care where it is.
Yeah, thank
you. Have so much fun.
I will, and I'll be thinking about you every day. Every day that I step outside and go, oh, because that's what it's like when you step outside and breathe that air.
Remember last week when we had a little blustery rain and you walked out, you're like, eh, ha. Because you do it when it's 1 below 0 and it hurts.
It does.
It's not even a joke. I'm not exaggerating. It's painful.
Okay, so you have one job for the show itself. When you come back from Cabo, John, you have to bring back what?
Oh, you mean a pen for producer Jessica from the resort?
Yes, a hotel pen. That's easy enough. You know what I'm going to have to bring her back?
Cheese.
Cheese curds, for sure.
Good to be me. Here's a pen.
Here's a pen that I found.
John, this says Bic. I mean, I swear, it's a resort pen. Trust me. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.